Okay, everybody ready? My name is Timothy M. Morrison. I'm the attorney for the United States in this matter. Timothy S. Durham, Los Angeles, California. James F. Cochran and Rick D. Snow of Indianapolis, Indiana, were indicted yesterday by a federal grand jury sitting here in Indianapolis for their roles in a scheme to defraud 5,000 Fair Finance investors of more than $200 million. The three men were charged in a 12-count indictment, charging conspiracy, wire fraud, and securities fraud. And if convicted on all counts, each man could face a maximum of 5 years in prison on the conspiracy and 20 years in prison for each of the wire fraud and securities fraud charges. In addition, the indictment alleges a forfeiture count in which it asks the forfeiture of money equal to amount of proceeds from these offenses. Those proceeds, the indictment alleges, exceed $200 million. At this time, I would like to introduce Special Agent in Charge of the FBI here in Indianapolis, Michael E. Welch, whose agents were primarily responsible for the investigation of this case.
Thank you, Tim. Good afternoon. The arrest this morning in California and Indiana follow the largest corporate fraud investigation in the history of the FBI in Indiana in terms of the number of victims and estimated losses. In an investigation of this complexity, there are many people to acknowledge, and I want to thank the Department of Justice, the United States Attorney's Office, Southern District of Indiana, for their support in this investigation and our mission in combating corporate and securities fraud. I would also like to recognize the contributions of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission in Philadelphia, the Northern District of Ohio U.S. Bankruptcy Trustees, the Ohio Division of Commerce Securities Division, and the Cleveland Division of the FBI. Thank you.
At this time, I want to recognize the Assistant U.S. Attorneys and the trial attorney from the Department of Justice. None of a case of this magnitude could be done by one set of people. And in fact, this is a combination of the U.S. Attorney's Office of the Southern District of Indiana and of the Fraud Section from the Criminal Division of the Department of Justice. Here on my immediate right is Winfield Ong, Assistant U.S. Attorney, Indianapolis, and on my left is Joe Vaughn, Assistant U.S. Attorney, Indianapolis, and to Winfield's immediate right is Henry Van Dyke, who comes from the Fraud Section of the Criminal Division at the Department of Justice and is with us here today. I would also acknowledge Assistant Chief Robertson Park of the Fraud Section of the Department of Criminal Justice, who is one of the four main attorneys who have worked tirelessly to move this case to its current posture. The indictment, of course, alleges that between February 2005 and November of 2009, Durham, the CEO of Fair, Cochran, the chairman of the board, and Snow, the chief financial officer and himself a CPA, executed a scheme to defraud investors. I think you probably have an outline of the press release and also of the indictment, which was unsealed this morning in U.S. District Court, which will give further basis to sort of flesh out those kinds of allegations that are made within the indictment. I would caution that we are not going to discuss evidence or how this case is going to be tried or any of that. We're just basically here to answer basic questions about the indictment, but we're not going to go into the evidence which is to be presented. So we're prepared to take what questions you may have, and we'll try to answer them to the extent that we are permitted and as best we know.
Could you explain for our audiences, people who are watching at home, because this is corporate fraud and corporate securities, exactly what happened in English for our audiences who may not be as familiar with corporate securities law and exactly what happened with Durham and Fair Finance?
Can you want to take that? The basic scheme of the company?
Well, I'll try. I think the essence of the indictment is that Durham, Cochran, and Snow after purchasing Fair Finance, sold securities that are known as investment certificates through Fair Finance, and approximately $200 million worth of securities, and lied to investors in the state of Ohio about the condition of Fair Finance in order to perpetuate the sale of those securities.
Is it 200 million or 230 million? Can you answer that?
I think the allegation is over 200 million.
Tim, can you explain how this fits into what we traditionally understand to be described as a Ponzi scheme?
I'm not going to characterize this as I'm not going to use terms to characterize it. What happened here was that an individual purchased a company and then removed the assets of the company many times for their own use, and there's allegations in the indictment to that extent. I think I recall an allegation of $250,000 that was removed for remodeling a garage. I think that's in the indictment. So that is how I would characterize this. I'm not going to get into a definition, because even though you could characterize you can characterize criminal events with code words, I don't think that's necessarily useful, because you know what? Almost every criminal scheme is different.
Can you explain the magnitude? The raids occurred in November of 2009. We saw FBI raids in Indianapolis and Ohio. Can you explain what some would say took a long time?
We have to get this right. It takes a lot of days because you have more than 5,000 investors. You have more than $200 million. And our responsibility is not just to describe what happened. Our responsibility is to prove it to 12 people beyond a reasonable doubt. In addition to that, our responsibility is to be able to do that within a reasonable time after a formal charge is filed. And so now I think we are at a point where we have collected the evidence. We have worked through, you know, what we believe we need to work through, and now we look forward to the opportunity of proving the allegations in this indictment against these three individuals beyond a reasonable doubt, which is not only our duty, our responsibility, but these people still have the presumption of innocence with them, and it's up to us to be able to move that presumption of innocence off with admissible evidence that we put in open court, that is tested by defense lawyers and tested by the defendants themselves, and we're prepared to do that.
Tim, you said they used $250,000 for garage remodeling. Do you have any other examples of how some of these proceeds from Fair Finance were used?
Well, they're in the indictment.
They're in the indictment.
But we're also a visual medium. If you could help us
explain. I understand. And we list them in. Some of the cash payments that were involved was February the 13th, 2007. The indictment alleges that Durham caused $250,000 of Fair's money to be wired to the Fair holding company, which Durham controlled, so that he could use those funds to remodel his garage. The indictment alleges that on January the 28th of 2008, Durham caused $150,000 of Fair's money to be wired again to the Fair holding company that he controlled so that Durham could use the funds at a casino. And in addition to that, let's see if I can find, I think there was one more in there. Yeah, on or about December 10th, 2008, Durham and Cochran caused $50,000 of Fair's money to be wired to that holding company so that Cochran could use the funds to pay country club fees. These are some of the examples of money that had been traced and alleged in the indictment.
Can you wrap some additions around that? I mean,